Good morning, everyone. My name is Marielle Ebrahimi. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Disrupt CRE, and I'm sitting here with Leiden Faust of Spatial. Hi, Leiden, how are you?
Doing really well, thanks for asking.
Leiden, you won a couple of Digi Awards this week.
Yeah, we're feeling really thankful. We weren't expecting to get it here, but it was really good.
So I'm really excited to learn a little bit about what you do. Can you tell me a little bit about Spatial?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're Spatial AI. We're based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and we just released our real estate data set this January. So what we do is we analyze behavioral patterns in social media, and we organize that into social segments so that property owners and tenants, retailers, can understand that community like local so they can fit the right business to the right location.
Unbelievable. So your clients are retailers and property owners.
Yep.
What does it mean for their business?
Yeah, let me tell you a story. So right outside my house in Cincinnati, there was a retail location that was just a revolving door. It was a dead spot. We all seen these.
Sure.
And so it turned over four different retailers in 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Until 2012, when a mom who understood that my sidewalk, my street, was the epicenter for joggers in that area. So she opened up a Fleet Feet Sports, and they're celebrating 7 years in business this year. They expanded to three locations. So she knew something that these huge property owners and tenants didn't. She had an unfair advantage because she understood that area like a local, and that area's interest like a local. And what do property owners and tenants generally have? They have reports that are based on 10-year-old census data.
Still,
yeah, these are huge decisions, and demographics that don't describe people's interests. And so that's where we come in. So we analyze behavioral patterns in social media, and we can see if that community is interested in running, if they're interested in yoga, if they're interested in anything that you would imagine people talking about on social media. We can find that out, and then we can find the retail correlations with those interests. So those companies can understand that community like a local and fit the right business in there.
It just makes sense. It just makes sense, especially with all the consumer data that that they're giving to us, right? Can you show me a little bit of your platform?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So we can do a little show and tell.
Excellent. So
here's our taxonomy. And let me just give you an example here. So you can see things that people will talk about, like is this community interested in dogs? So we have a dog lover segments. Let's look at this one. So this is Girl Squad. This is essentially people talking about Girls Night Out. So wherever this happens, so some of the topics that they would be talking about here on social media, and I should mention the sources of data here, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, Foursquare.
Okay.
So they're talking about Girls Night Out, musical, ladies' night, dinners with friends. They have a little emoji, two girls hanging out, live music. But so what does that mean for retailers and property owners? We have tons of demographic correlations here. We can see communities that are really interested in this. What are their income levels? What are the election results, Democrat, Republican? But what really gets cool is when you can see the
That wasn't the cool part?
Thank you. So statistically, when you see Girls Night Out activity is really high in an area, in a block group, in a neighborhood, the retail restaurants or tenants that do really well there are cocktail bars, Italian restaurants, sushi restaurants, wine bars, and Mexican restaurants. So what that means for retailers who we work with is they forecast how well they will do in a given area.
Sure.
And we've been able to improve those forecasts by 25% because we can understand a community like a local.
Wow.
And for property owners, they use the data to find what are the hot places to invest, which tenants to put into those places.
Sure.
And then they use that data to attract those tenants in and close the deal.
And it's interesting to have that information even kind of pre-development to understand what kind of building do I build for this demographic on this.
There you go. I mean, it has an urban planning implications as well. Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I feel the impact of this in such a deep way, and I applaud you. So it's so nice to meet you. What an interesting platform. I'm excited to watch you guys evolve out there in the
Thank
market.
You. Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing. Nice to meet you.